Thank you very much.
Two prelims being played at the main stadium. What's the build-up been like?
Yeah, really exciting. There's Freo stuff everywhere around Fremantle. And the supporters and stuff are really painting the town purple. So, yeah, it's really good to see.
Are you glad that you've got the first opportunity to get your result on the board? Does that take a little bit of pressure off being first rather than having to watch a side like West Coast play? You get your opportunity first?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had the opportunity to watch the Eagles play Hawthorn, and it just made you really itching to play. So, yeah, I suppose it is. It's nice to get your game played first, but hopefully we can get the result.
For you, one game in 25 days, is that a concern?
No, I don't think so. We clearly trained throughout that time as well, and it's been a good time to mentally and physically prepare for the game. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the challenge this weekend.
So you're nice and fresh?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about the other players? Who were some of the players that really needed that time just to recharge the batteries?
Oh, I think it's always nice. I think if you can get that opportunity to have that week off, any bumps or niggles that you have from that first final, you have a chance to get rid of them. So any break you get during the year is vital, really.
Now, when I ask you about a player, you might not know much about him. You might not have even heard of him, Ryan Crowley. how much talk is there over there in the West about him?
There is a fair bit, but I guess the decision in the end will come down to the match committee. And Ryan's obviously been training really hard during his time away from the club, and now his time back at the club. So, yeah, it'll come down to what the match committee choose.
If you're on the match committee, would you be saying, Ryan, you're in?
It's obviously a tough one, isn't it? I suppose they're going to have to make that decision, but he's obviously trained hard and we know he's performed in the past.
How much extra work would he be doing compared to the players that have been playing?
In his time off, I know that he was doing extra running sessions and extra bike sessions, so he's really put in the hard yards to try and get his opportunity again. But, yeah, as I said before, it's just going to come down to the match committee. He's obviously works himself really hard, so, yeah.
Well, everyone over here has spoken about the need to be able to stop Sam Mitchell. Ryan Crowley's one of those people that can do that. Have you put a lot of work into on Sam Mitchell and also Luke Hodge, all the other main ball getters for Hawthorn?
We haven't done much as of yet, but we have a few meetings to go before the game, clearly, and they have a great brigade of players throughout their team. So it's not going to be a sole focus on any one player. It'll be a team approach. Try and beat the Hawks.
What about the lack of firepower? That's the big issue for a lot of people, that they say that you may not have a 70 or an 80 goal kicker within the side. But is that a concern that Pav hasn't been in the best form and you haven't got that real big goal kicker at the moment? Does that concern you at all?
Oh, I don't think it does. I think we know we have people that have worked hard in the forward line. We've got Ballers back, Sonny back now. So, it's good to have those guys who do have that scoring power. But end of the day, we just want to try to play our best footy and, get the result.
Cam, when you walk into the team meeting, your big team meeting where you discuss the opposition, what's the first thing you reckon Ross will have up on the board?
Oh, I'm not too sure. It does change from week to week. Normally, we just go through our team and our matchups, but yeah, I don't know. Just it varies.
Does he have themes each week?
Not necessarily themes. We go through how the opposition team will play and try to figure out a way that we can play to obviously beat that. So yeah, not necessarily themes, just ways that the other team plays.
Who did you play against the Hawks last time?
I didn't actually play in the Launceston game, but the game before that I played a little bit on Bruce and Puopolo. So. Yeah,
both pretty clever.
Both pretty clever and tough matchup. So yeah, we're gonna have to see how we go.
Who's actually harder out of those two? Because I imagine Poppy's pretty good on the ground and Bruce is pretty good in the air.
Yeah, they're both good players in their own right. Bruce keeps his feet well and he does take a really good grab and he's got a few tricks in his bag, and as does Puopolo. So they're both really good players.
How's Nat Fife's preparation for Friday night going?
I think he's going along well. He'll obviously be out there Friday night. I know he's raring to go. He's obviously put in the work over the past week and a half as well, trying to get his body right. So, you'll see the normal Nathan Fife on Friday night.
How does he go in the gym, Nathan? Nate, does he pump out big weights, or is he one of those players that just is naturally pretty gifted at everything he does?
Oh, he's pretty gifted at everything that he does. He does work hard. So that's one thing. To be the best player in the competition, you have to work hard, and he clearly does that.
Yeah, no doubt. Ross Lyon, he said that Luke McPharlin would be very, very unlikely. Can you see any glimmer of hope for Luke McPharlin?
Yeah, I guess there's always hope. I think Ross told him that if he gets his body right and he's ready to go, he'll play him. So I guess that's up to Luke at this stage, how his body pulls up after training and weights and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it'll really be on Luke's back to see if he plays.
The build-up to derbies in the past have been pretty massive. Does anything compare to what's happening over there at the moment and what's happened in the last 2 weeks?
No, I don't think so. We're solely focused on Hawthorn at the moment, so we haven't really thought that far ahead. But, yeah, so the key focus has mainly been on Hawthorn.
They're going as favourites to the Hawks, which is a little bit surprising. You finish on top. You've only lost a couple of games for the year. Are you a little bit surprised by that?
I didn't even know that, so I haven't really looked into that. So I suppose they are a great team. We all know that. They play well in finals, and they brought their best form last week against Adelaide.
Thanks for joining us, Cam, and good luck Friday night against the Hawks.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.